Hello and welcome to the podcast of MMO Adventures. This podcast is viewer supported. Your donations help keep the sound waves flowing and the lights on. Also, your donations are a great motivator to keep going. Now here is our host, Kenneth Grass.
So it looks like Microsoft is going to be having more problems around the world trying to buy Blizzard Activision. If you haven't read or listened to my previous podcast, there's one titled Microsoft versus the FTC that talks about the possible merger, buyout, what have you, between Microsoft, Blizzard, Activision. Now, the European Union version of the FTC, which according to the articles that I've found online, it's just calling it the European Commission, are looking into the whole deal. They're doing their due diligence, doing research, trying to find evidence, what have you. And they are going to issue a statement that is almost the equivalent of the FTC's antitrust lawsuit in April, which is still quite a long ways away. The other problem that Microsoft is going to have is the United Kingdom, Great Britain, whatever, what have you, is now separate from the European Union. And their Competition and Markets Authority is also going to weigh in on this whole buyout merger between the two companies. What they're going to say, who knows? Nobody really knows what the European Union Commission is going to say in their statement. It's got to be along the same lines as like what the FTC is saying, that it's anti-competitive, it's going to be bad for the business, it's going to be bad for gamers. We won't know until they release their statement in April. Now, the other whole part of this is we haven't even heard from Oceania, like New Zealand or Australia. This could be even worse down the road for Microsoft. One good note is, though, that the European Union Commission really wants to compromise. They want to deal with Microsoft and come up with a solution that's good for everybody. One new thing that has surfaced, one piece of new information in all of this, like I mentioned in my first podcast, is Sony, that makes the PlayStation gaming system, is afraid that Call of Duty and other similar games will become Microsoft PC Xbox exclusives under the Blizzard, Activision, Microsoft gaming company, what have you, whatever they're going to call the new company. Apparently, there was a deal that was tried to be made between Microsoft and Sony that would allow Call of Duty to be on PlayStation systems for the next 10 years, just like they did with, I can't think of the other gaming system that's out there right now. Steam is one of them. They have a deal now with Steam. But apparently, the deal didn't go through. They couldn't come up with a compromise. They couldn't come up with the numbers for each other, because there's been statements on both sides that are not good. This is why Sony is against the merger. Anyways, what the EU says in their statement is going to greatly influence what the FTC does further on down the road based on historical information. You know, what the European Union says, the FTC kind of goes along with, or U.S. agencies kind of go along with. It's all a big mess. It's all going to be all kinds of like backroom deals. It's going to be information that we don't hear about because it's big, big business. We're talking about billions of dollars here. The April deadline that the European Union Commission has set for themselves definitely means that Microsoft is going to have to pay Blizzard $3 billion as part of the purchase and sale agreement, because they haven't been able to get the purchase and sale past these regulatory commissions. This is probably going to drag on until 2024. Who knows? But that's my take on this. If you want more information, more on the backstory of all of this, there's more information in my first podcast, which is called Microsoft versus the FTC. And this one is going to be called Microsoft versus Europe. And thank you for listening. Goodbye.